name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In the scripture this morning, in the gospel reading, we hear about the healing power that's in Jesus Christ. If I could touch but the hem of his garment, I would be made well. And in the 23rd Psalm, we hear, thou anointest my head with oil. So I'm going to talk this morning about one of the sacraments of the church. It's the sacramental rite of healing, sacramental rite of healing. It's part of something called ministry to the sick. We're going to look this morning at the hidden pages of the Book of Common Prayer, those that rarely see the light of day. So if you can grab a prayer book, should be in the book rack in front of you, and turn to page 453. Prayer book, the prayer book is one of the great, it's one of the great gifts that our church has to the wider church, the beauty of the language of the Book of Common Prayer and its fullness, its ability to speak to each and every circumstance of life, including illness. I encourage you, if you don't have a Book of Common Prayer in your house, get one in your house. There are daily devotion prayers. Many lay people say morning and evening prayer every day. There are prayers, all kinds of prayers. There's a sort of chapter of prayers in it for almost any occasion. So there's Compline, which is a lovely thing to read before you go to sleep. So I just encourage you to get a Book of Common Prayer. Keep it by your bedside. So we're looking on page 453 at the ministration. Just a word about Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. So in the ancient world, the shepherd is a figure of the king. And if you have a good king, you live. If you have a bad king, you die. Israel has had a series of bad kings. And Jeremiah is castigating these kings. And then through Jeremiah, God is saying, someday I'm going to come and I'm going to be the king of my people myself, the shepherd king of my people myself. Because what do shepherds do? They keep sheep alive. And that's, the shepherd of life is going to come. God is going to come and be the shepherd of his people. And in the 23rd Psalm, the psalmist is writing this as though it's already come true. When the good shepherd comes to be our king, this is what it's going to be like. Won't go through it all this morning, take too long, but one of the things is thou anointest my head with oil. So, on page 453, now what's the scriptural basis? This is, I'm going to describe to you the sacramental rite of the laying on of hands and anointing of the sick. Where does that come from in scripture? It comes from, among other places, it comes from, certainly there in Acts, but it comes also from the book of James. James says, the letter of James says, the apostle James says, is any among you sick? If any among you is sick, have them call the elders, is how it's often translated, the elders of the church. The word, the Greek word there is presbyter. And that's the word that is priest. A priest is a presbyter, the elder of the church. It's the ordained person who is the pastor in that congregation. You're to call that person. And other godly people are to come as well. And they lay hands on the sick for healing. And St. James says, in the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I have a little show and tell this morning. This is a Pyx, P-Y-X, which just means a container. And this is a holy oil Pyx. And in here is a little cotton ball. And it's saturated with olive oil, which has been blessed at the Chrism Mass, which is held during Holy Week every year. It's been blessed by the bishop. And I'll read you the prayer that with which this oil is blessed. O Lord, Holy Father, giver of health and salvation, send your Holy Spirit to sanctify this oil, that as your holy apostles anointed many that were sick and healed them, so may those who in faith and repentance receive this holy unction, unction means anointing, be made whole through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There are two kinds of oil. There's this oil, which is for healing of the sick, and then there's chrism, and you're anointed with chrism when you're baptized, confirmed, and ordained. Chrism has distilled balsam fir in it, so it has the gift of everlasting life. I want you to notice where this service is. The thing just before it is called reconciliation. That's confession. The books of common prayer have always made a provision for someone to make a private confession to a priest. There's a saying about this. None must. It's not required. It's not mandated. None must. All may, and some should. I think it's a very good spiritual discipline, and I recommend to you at least once a year to make a confession. The sacraments and the sacramental prayers of the church are not designed to change God's mind. God's mind is always a mind towards us of love, blessing, and healing. But they're there so that we can know in a palpable way, in a way that we can comprehend with everything that we have pertaining to what it is to be a human being, the love, mercy, forgiveness, and healing that God has for us. The big healing that we all need is reconciliation with God. He's the source of life. We turn away from God every day, and so we turn from life towards death. Jesus Christ says, I've come that they might have life and have that abundantly. The scripture says about, in him was life, and the life was the life of the world. And so to be reconciled to God, that's the ultimate healing. I'm going to talk about physical healing. I'll say this about it. We have prayer for physical healing. God answers prayer, but sometimes there are miraculous cures, and you know what? They're all temporary. In fact, an old priest said to me one time, the problem with those deathbed confessions is, and conversions is that sometimes those people get well. But all physical healing is temporary. The healing that's going to last to eternity is the new relationship, the healing of our relationship with God, to have a new relationship with God and with each other. It begins now. The grave cannot hold it. But that new life with God, it overflows into the healing of the sick, and wherever the gospel has been preached, there's been the healing of the sick. We have this memory in the gospel today. If I could touch but the hem of his garment, I would be saved. So I want to draw your attention to, we call these things that are italics. If you look at them, the little squiggly writing there on page 453, we actually call these things rubrics. Rubrics means red. In the old prayer book, they were written in red. They're now in italics, but they're still called rubrics. But I just want to bring out this first one to you. In case of illness, the minister of the congregation is to be notified. In case of illness, the minister of the congregation is to be notified. Just one more time. In the case of illness, the minister of the congregation. It doesn't say, in case of illness, see if you can play ecclesiastical hide and seek and get in and out of the hospital before we know you're there. I don't know about Deacon Sandy, but I'm lousy at that. I lose every time. And it used to be that the hospital would tell us. They won't tell us anymore. And now sometimes hospital stays are very, very short. But we want to know if you're sick. Now, okay, do you want to call the clergy every time you have a sniffle? Probably not. But if you're worried, you know, if you're scared, if you're worried, if you're troubled, if it's disturbing, we want to know. And we want to come, and if you're in the hospital, we want to come and pray with you, or we want to come to your home. We can ask the rest of the church to pray for you, or we can keep it very quiet and confidential, whatever you want. But please let us know. So I'm just going to describe what happens when there's healing prayer. People come for healing prayer. I lay my hands on your head, and I say, I lay my hands upon you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, beseeching him to uphold you and to fill you with his grace, that you may know the healing power of his love. Now, I think this phrase, that you may know the healing power of his love, is a very important phrase. Because it shows that what we're doing in the prayer What we're doing in the prayer is we're not convincing God to do something that God doesn't want to do. Because God's attitude towards us is always an attitude of saving, healing, seeking, searching, sacrificial love. He wants to give us life and that abundantly. But how do we lay hold of this life that he wants to give us? Well, one of the ways that God has given us is in the sacraments of the church. So we can hold the love of God in our hands. We can drink it in with our lips. And we can feel the touch of God and receive this anointing. And oil in the Old Testament, when somebody is anointed with oil, they're made, you know, when David is made the king of Israel, Samuel pours what? Oil over his head. It's the outward sign of the inward anointing of the Holy Spirit. And this is an inward anointing of the Holy Spirit that is for healing. In the ancient world, if you had a wound, they put olive oil on your wound. You had a burn, they put olive oil on your burn. It was the number one healing substance in the ancient world. Still good for you, as a matter of fact. But it's an outward sign of the inward anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we're told in the scriptures and the creeds, the Holy Spirit is the life giver. Christ is the love of God, and the love of God and the life of God come in person. How do we receive the love and the life that's in Jesus Christ the Lord? Well, he says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings us through the Son to the Father, and includes us in this never-ending and eternal life of love that is God, the Holy Trinity. So I lay my, that you may know, here's a way of knowing God's healing power, which is directed towards you. Now, there's no question of any competition between the healing prayer of the church and the practice of the doctors and medicine. All healing comes from God. God calls people to be doctors and nurses and other healing and practitioners of healing arts. All the medicines are part of God's good creation. God gives the scientists the wisdom, the skill, and the knowledge to make the medicine. There's no competition between these two things. These things work together in every way. They're different modes of God's of God's healing grace. Here's what I've experienced with healing prayer. And it used to be, we used to do this quite regularly in the cathedral, but COVID has kind of interrupted it, and I'm trying to find ways to begin to bring it back. Occasionally, I see an absolutely miraculous cure. I've been doing this for over 40 years, and probably in 40 years, I've seen 10 instances that have been just astonishing to me. One I've told you about before was a friend of ours who was pregnant with her third child and was bleeding every day, and they thought they were going to have to, it was either going to be the baby or her. And we happened to visit. I went out to the car. I had my oil. I prayed for her. We then went home. We called her. How are you? Amazing. The bleeding stopped right away. So I've seen things like that. I've seen also, we had healing prayer at a church that I was serving on every Thursday. We had a healing prayer. A lady came in one day, and she was limping. And she limped up to the altar to receive the laying on of hands and the anointing with oil. And then she limped back to her seat. And I was kind of watching during the celebration of communion. She's sitting in the back of the chapel, and she's kind of fussing with her ear and kind of going like that, you know. And so after the service, I said, are you quite all right? I see there seems to be something wrong with your ear. She said, yes, I'm quite all right. You know, I came in for the healing prayer because I sprained my ankle. I thought it might help. And my ankle still hurts, but I haven't been able to hear in that ear for 20 years, and now I can hear. So I've seen things like that. Here's what I see more often. The operation is supposed to take 6 hours and it takes an hour or two. It's supposed to take this much medicine and it takes much less medicine. The recovery time is supposed to be this long and it's much shorter. And as I say, these cures, these physical healings, they're all always temporary. God always answers the prayer for healing, and the real healing that lasts to eternity is the drawing closer to God in Jesus Christ. And God is always faithful to that. At the end of the service today, as we recess, I'm going to peel off and go into the Lady Chapel, and if anybody would like to have laying on of hands and anointing for healing, I'll be in the Lady Chapel. I do recommend this when you're ill, and if you have some kind of a disease that's a real challenge and a real struggle, I recommend it repeatedly, kind of like antibiotics. Even when you begin to feel better, keep it up. The grace of sacramental religion is that it is a way that God touches us in a very vivid way so that we can vividly know the love, mercy, forgiveness, and healing that God has for us. In the Greek church, in the Orthodox church, the priest has vestments that we don't have. And one of the vestments they have that we don't have, and I think this is really a great vestment in every way, they have liturgical cuffs. They're really quite long cuffs. And they're very beautiful and embroidered and stuff like that. And probably about 2 o'clock this afternoon, I'll think of the Greek name for the cuffs. But you can look it up on the internet. But what the cuff says is that John the priest stops here and Jesus Christ begins here. And that when the priest holds up his holy hands to celebrate the Eucharist, they're the hands of Christ. And then when the priest lays on hands for the prayer of healing, certainly he's praying, but it's Jesus Christ who's praying. It's the hands of Christ who are touching you. And the Jesus Christ that's touching you is the whole Christ. It's Christ in his body, which is his people. So all the saints of all the ages and of all time are coming to a point of prayer for you in your time of distress. This is a powerful way that God has given us that we can know his love, mercy, and healing directed towards us. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.